And you can't even play in the same room as people anymore.
Arguably, for a lot of these games, yes. Correct.
Ugh, man. Well, sucks to be old. This is what, hey, this is what old people felt like when ball on stick went out of fashion and shit. So y'all want to play ball on stick? It's like, shut up, grandpa.
But ball on
stick. No, it's ball on cup. Ball cup?
Nobody ever won ball on a stick. That's why it was just him playing. Like, grandpa, you got old timers. That's wrong. This wrong fucking game.
Welcome to Send a Link, where we analyze the latest feeds and reads. I'm Brandon Harris with my co-captain, co-pilot, and co-long-lost co-host, DJ. Where have thou been?
Where have you been? It may have been, what, only like 2 weeks? It seemed like it's been 2 years.
I know, man. It's just crazy. Got the beer going and shit.
I know. You got the sides taped off for your locks. Earlier said you looking like Sal Masekela from fucking mid-aughts X Games.
What's up, bro? Sal here at the X Games.
Some deep cut. as we're known for here, apparently.
Deep cuts.
That's good.
That's good. Yeah, you know, it was time. Summer, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's efficient.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to efficiency.
Yeah, man, you know.
See, I just keep a tape or
yeah, so now I can get, tape cleaned up and, you know, keep the hair, you know.
Send the link.
Came full circle.
So that whole haircut and the intricacies of it took like 2.5 weeks for us not to pod, or?
I mean, no, I just, you know, things happen, you know. We're running around out here trying to take over New York.
Take over New York. Is warming up at the same time. Events happen. I know I went out of town twice over the course of, like, within the confines of 3 weeks. Like, literally jumping around on flights back and forth for a variety of events. So
jet setting.
Light jet setting. But shout out to TSA Precheck. Damn. Hey, we got to stop and fucking endorsing shit.
I fucks with TSA Precheck. Listen, it's all right.
Is that a federal thing?
They earned it. I don't know.
I don't think
so. What's the other one? Global entry or clear?
Global entry is like for the real jet setters. And that shit caused more. Clear looks at your eyeball. I'm not ready for that.
Yeah, listen, I want to keep my eyeball secure.
Yeah, that's far too minority report for me.
Niggas can't have my iris scanned. All right,
I do that. Yeah, so I'm cool with pre-check. So yeah, we just been about town and around. But I don't think that we forgot about you guys. I forgot about you.
Of course.
Mr. Brandon. But we back with more fire.
Indeed.
Hopefully. At least trying to get the wheels turned. We might be a little rusty. We're going to take it light.
Listen. We like to keep things honest here. All right?
Niche.
It's not that rust, because I don't think we get rusty. We're always on point. You know, okay. It's quality.
Like the Smash Brothers. Not Smash Brothers. Splash Brothers.
Indeed.
At the end of game 5.
Indeed. Hold that reference, because we'll get back to that. Mm. We just feel like it's been a week of happenstances and not necessarily, I don't know, thoughts. It's just bombarded with these random happenings, and we found ourselves thinking, what is our position on these things? And it felt just amiss. Yeah. So we didn't want to ham fist and drone on about things that, to be frank, we didn't feel the juice for.
Yeah, because I ran to you and I'm like, yo, you know, Cuba Gooding Jr. just turned himself in for allegedly groping a woman. You're like, okay. I'm like, you know, he played Nicky Barnes in American Gangster.
And he played Radio.
And Radio. I don't know if Radio is real, but Nicky Barnes just died. They put his obituary in the New York Times.
That's cool.
He was on the front of New York Times Magazine in the 70s.
He's a big drug dealer. That's hot.
He was so flagrant. Jimmy Carter got mad to make sure that the state, that the feds prosecuted him to the highest extent.
Indeed.
So.
Was he out of jail or in jail?
When? Oh, no. He was in witness protection.
Okay. So yeah. What was his witness protection? Did they reveal like all his shit?
No. No, they still took care with
Nicky
it.
Nicky Barnes, a.k.a. John Joseph, was a baker in Tallahassee.
Oh, I think they did. Damn, I can't totally remember the article, but yeah, nonetheless, he had a normal square job and was doing, he was in witness protection because he got called by the feds, they put full leverage on him, and he wound up completely snitching, ratting, as they say, so to preserve the life of him and his family, they put them in what you call it? Witness protection, like my man Henry Hill. Shout out to
Henry Hill.
Goodfellas.
Indeed. Nothing wrong with that guy, snitch. I endorse that, not DJ. He smoothed off with that. Yeah. Anyway.
Stop snitching,
goddamn. Anyway. Between that and helicopter crashes and a number of absurdities, we felt like there weren't that many pointed topics, but we have a few for you guys. So, started off, I wanted to get a bit wistful. I wanted to dive back into something I found myself caring about a great deal at one point in my life, and now, like a number of things, it's just
falling by the wayside with age and maturity and responsibilities.
I don't know if it's maturity. Maybe it's maturity. I don't want to call it responsibilities.
I don't think it's maturity. So we're disagreeing a little bit.
Maybe
video games. Okay, to preempt out all of it.
DJ's jumping in. It's video games.
Yeah.
A deep nihilism about the world.
So it made you not want to play video games either?
The purposelessness of this virtual world. We're not quite there when we can, you know, completely lose ourselves like Ready Player One and just leave our husks behind and shit.
I was very disturbed after watching Ready Player One. First, I was like, that shit was fire, but that shit also made me mad sad because it was super dystopian.
I never finished watching it. I tried.
It was good eye candy.
And it had references. We all love references.
Yeah, Master Chief was in it. Iron Giant. That's all I needed.
But we are not quite there into this terrible Black Mirror episode, season 3, episode 1 world where people are completely in the midst of this digital world. We're still corporeal. Corporeal? Corporeal. Corporeal.
Let's go with that.
And one of the biggest events in video game world that is currently still on this week.
Oh shit.
Or just ending now.
I wouldn't know.
The electronic E3. Entertainment. Expo. I was like, what's the middle word? Electronic Entertainment Expo. And when I was in Los Angeles, I would drive down there. I was like, I should get a press pass. I didn't want to pay. I was like, I should find a way to get a press pass and be up in there. I said, like, damn. I remember as a kid wanting to go to this shit. So I'm going to go to the E3.
Hold on. So that's still mildly within your adulthood. So you were still into it by the time you were out in LA?
Not as much as it would take for me to actually put an effort to go, because I could have figured out a way to do that.
I misconstrued what you said. I thought you said you would go.
I mean, sure, but it didn't give me the juice that I needed. For me, games was a thing, you know, as a kid you play, it's fun. And then you move forward, then I realized it became a glorified 2K machine, and then I was just like, I'm watching TV on it, and then to the point where I don't need the system to watch, use apps and all that things and stuff anymore.
Yeah, you just have it in the TV now.
Yeah, and then it's just like, what is the... And then to go back to my initial point, not maturity, not age, not responsibilities, but deep seeping nihilism and the purposelessness of this practice. Like the first time, when was the first time you ever played a Sims, DJ?
The Sims?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
When was the first time you realized, what the fuck am I doing? Like, no. what age were you? You're just like,
The Sims definitely gets played after a while, after a couple of weeks, because it's just like Second Life. That there's actually an even more niche online game called Second Life that's basically like The Sims, but it just never ends, and people completely plug their entire life into that one. But I would say We're generally along the same path. Maybe unbeknownst to you, but I used to be really into video games as well as a youth. I used to have subscriptions to all the magazines, like, what was that?
Game Informer.
Game Informer, Electronic Gaming Monthly.
Yes.
Xbox Official Magazine.
Yes.
There was one more that I was
Nintendo Power hanging like that?
I wasn't quite a Nintendo kid by the time I was really, like, reading stuff.
Yeah.
But obviously 64 I was big on, but by the time we got to GameCube, I had turned into an Xbox kid.
Yeah.
So I remember when E3 would come around, as it still does, and just get excited for the new titles that would be announced, whether it's, you know, Halo 2 or Gears of War. They would show all the details and have massive spreads, share demos. It would all be rather corny and trite from these awkward, socially awkward, you know, super techie nerds and executives. But the product still got out there. And after a while, with the with the advent and progression of technology and the emergence and complete dominance of one sports games, like simulation games, and first person shooters, and the added benefit of like online play, a lot of that just kind of got lost in the mix for me, and it just wasn't as much of a singular enjoyable experience as playing Banjo-Kazooie on 64 or something like that.
He's available. He's landing for you.
I hear. That's why I made that thread. Yeah, he's apparently is a downloadable character on Smash Brothers.
DJ, so with E3 happening, the biggest portion of E3, if you're not aware, is that it's an expo. So there's different presentations and demonstrations that people can play or see. And the big companies typically have basically their gaming upfronts where they're telling you what's happening in the next few years.
Microsoft, Nintendo, Sony.
Yes.
Have been the three giants up to now. I hear maybe Google's getting in the mix.
I hope not.
Okay.
Once upon a time, you know, Sega and all these different things.
Sega.
And the N-Gage, do you remember that?
Yeah.
Terrible. So now with that, the consolidation, what's happening, and the introduction of the newest, I don't know, foray into gaming, because as a kid, it was always, or a youth, or even a younger person for you old heads, it was like, well, the new graphical capabilities and blah, 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 this is 60 frames, new polygons and shit. It's like,
see the shadow.
It went from,
see the sweat.
It went from paper cutouts and shit to just the absurd shadow and sweat and graphical moving. And it was just this rapid, it was an exponential curve to the point where we're getting to the point of the curve where it's still moving at the same rate, but the actual value of the change is becoming more and more minute and
negligible.
So, you know, as this algorithm comes into play, us viewers from the outside, the joy can't be quantified. I don't think it's there anymore.
And I think the overall game design for a lot of these simulation type games, in particular your 2Ks or Call of Duties, they also went along that same path and had major big breakthroughs through what was a big one, like Modern Warfare 1 or 2. I remember that was like a very big deal when they just completely broke the paradigm, or you know, Halo 2 Halo, when it comes to shooters, or maybe like 2K9 2K8 around that time. And now it just seems like they just move around the buttons for the most part, or they adjust one little thing here and there, but it doesn't totally justify spending, our game still $60? That sounds like an old ass man.
About 70 now.
Shit. Well, yeah. So, and they'd done a lot of other little microtransactions or different packaging to eke more revenue out of consumers. But even the quality of the games has become negligible. They're all good, not all, but you know, the mass marketed games are perfect. Good titles, but they're negligible. Like there's not gonna be a major difference between what year is it, 2K19 and 2K20. There's just not going to be, until they, I don't know, completely revamp it, and they market it as if it's a complete revamp every single year, and it's not.
So Kevin McDonald at The Guardian has given us E3 2019. The future of video games is complicated. And you know what makes me concerned is the fact that I am just so out of the loop on these things that it makes me feel super washed. DJ, do you know what Project Scarlet is?
Project Scarlet?
Yes.
No, I can't even think of a crude joke. But I will say this is leading us into the next generation of video games, right? That I think that was the overall scope of this year's E3?
Yes.
That's what we're stepping into?
Yes.
Even better graphics?
Yes.
Even, I don't know, better services or some shit? I don't know. But yeah, what's Project Scarlet?
Well, former Xbox fan, this is the new Xbox.
Oh, shit! Xbox 2. Xbox 2?
Xbox 2.
What's the Xbox out now?
4, which is Xbox 4, right?
Maybe. That's the Xbox. That's the name of the Xbox out right now, right? Xbox One?
Yeah.
I have one. I don't even fucking know, yo. I bought a new TV within the past year, and I just used the TV to stream Netflix and shit. I don't even play video games.
Son, this is like Toy Story. That shit is down there languishing this shit, talking to other boxes. How would you play with me? If he doesn't play with us, we'll disappear.
It was a way to throw this away.
Have you seen the trailers for that shit, Toy Story 4?
4?
Yeah.
I had enough at 3. That was awesome G shit. That was, I think, the only movie I've ever cried watching.
Son.
The end of Toy Story 3, I teared up. Toy Story 4
is, I'm in.
You in?
I'm in because it's basically, we're beyond the lifespan of a toy, what it means to be we're into the existentialism of existing as a toy.
Why am I alive?
Why am I alive?
Because my man Andy definitely has like a wife and kids at this point.
Yeah.
Sid is in jail somewhere. Remember Sid?
Sid is like the bad neighbor. Shit. He turned it around.
Oh, okay. He turned it around?
He definitely turned it around.
Okay. I hope so. Let's hope so. That other dog is dead or fat. barely moving around. Sid's dog.
Video games have moved past the disc. Like, the idea that the disc would be a part of these next consoles is like up in the air. Everything's moving to the cloud. They're saying that Project Scarlet will play all Xbox One games or all Xbox. It's going to be this one box that just has everything and doesn't really separate itself from the previous consoles in that manner. And instead of really paying for games and discs, you will all just, it'll just all be moved into the subscription, whether that means these new sort of, the way the new games that kids play work, where it's free, but you pay for the internet access.
Monetized for microtransactions.
Yeah, microtransactions. Yeah. That's where the whole entirety of the system is moving. And graphics and all that bullshit is just irrelevant outside of, you know, Nintendo still chugging along in their own little
Colorful games.
Gamey world where they make whimsical shit.
Yeah, shout out to Nintendo for still pushing on that childlike creativity and wonder.
I think that's the best word to describe it, DJ. Wonder is dead.
Not for Nintendo.
I mean, but yeah, like the idea of that's what it was. It's like, oh man, ah, astonishment.
Yo, shout out to my dad for like belatedly sending me. Well, I asked him for Mario Kart. For what's the shit we have? Wii U?
Come on, son.
The Nintendo Switch.
When's the last time you played it?
Honestly, I can't even tell you, son.
Damn, yo.
I might have to dust it off to play with Banjo-Kazooie. You never know. Or at least play against him. You know, I only play with Marth. So, no, he was supposed to send me Mario Kart for Nintendo Switch. Nigga sent me Mario Odyssey. Which is also another game for the Switch. So, I mean,
it's the biggest. Isn't that when niggas in New York or some shit?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I just see the screen. I don't know. Shots and shit.
I don't even think kids even follow video games as closely as we do.
In terms of like the different games, yeah. And now that it's just like something new and they play it and it's over. And
Yeah, or they're all just playing Fortnite.
Isn't that over? Is that not over?
Nah, there was a kid getting his hair cut the other day in my barbershop playing Fortnite while he was getting his hair cut. He couldn't even take himself off.
So kids don't have a temporal memory anymore, right? When I think about being a child, it all felt a very, it kind of felt like a fucking anime. Like a shit, like you had this saga of the little things that you do. You're just like, all right, I'm playing this game. Oh, I really want to beat this game. This is going to take me like a couple of weeks. And then, oh, this is going on. And like kids are just like in this shit. It's just episodic now.
It's all just fleeting.
I'm just like, oh, I'm playing Fortnite today. Tonight. It's just like these. It feels insane. Wow.
I can't call it yet. I don't hang out with kids enough.
Me neither. I don't fuck kids
enough. All I see is this nigga getting his haircut. Playing Fortnite.
I talked to a couple parents last week, and they were just saying how they tried to take their kid out like on a fucking trip with their friends, like 12-year-old friends, and they're like, oh, we're gonna go like out to the Hamptons, we'll go to the beach, we'll play outside and shit. And then the little motherfuckers just wanted to play Fortnite all night in the room. I was like, damn, it's dark.
Yeah, one of my trips, I went to my mother's, and my niece happened to be there with her best friend, and they were playing downstairs, or they were hanging out downstairs. And as I was coming in, I knew that they were down there. So I just kind of, I wasn't going to scare them, but I was going down the steps slowly, quietly, because I heard nothing. I didn't hear anything. And I just got to the bottom of the steps. I look, and they were sitting right next to each other. One on their phone, one on YouTube. Watching Jordan Peterson video.
I'm confused.
No, I'm kidding. I'm lying. I'm kidding. I don't know. She was watching.
What the fuck is happening with our youth?
She was watching people sing covers. She was watching Billie Eilish curate people singing covers of Billie Eilish songs.
I don't even know who Billie Eilish is.
And she's a pop star.
Right now?
Yeah, like a weird pop. Like,
I thought it was maybe like in. I thought it was some shit from the 80s. Or
nah, like
I'm Billie Eilish. I'm over here from the UK.
I think she is English. That would make sense.
Yeah, it's not a fucking American name. Oh, man. DJ, can you bring me out of my depression as I wistfully think about the past?
I guess there's something to be excited about these new systems coming out. Seems like everything is going to a subscription model that has its pros and cons. We also all are losing our sense of possessiveness of the things that we interact with.
Possessions are over.
And, you know, it's not bad to not have to lug shit around or take all your games to GameStop. But now you can't get anything for the value of those games.
And you can't even play in the same room as people anymore.
Arguably, for a lot of these games, yes. Correct.
Ugh, man. Well, sucks to be old. This is what old people felt like when Ball on Stick went out of fashion and shit. So y'all want to play Ball on Stick? It's like, shut up, Grandpa.
But Ball on Stick.
It's ball on cup. Ball cup?
Nobody ever won ball on a stick. That's why it was just him playing. Like, Grandpa, you got old timers. That's the wrong fucking game. Ball in a cup.
That shit's hard. It's just like Super Mario 3, nigga. Never beat that shit.
Dude, the cheat code. But yeah, maybe I'll come back and see what came of this, whether they're going to show like a PS5. I don't know what Nintendo's going to do. Nintendo always tries to zig and go for more family-oriented niche games and then sell like gangbusters. So they're not really in the competition with coming out with the biggest, most powerful
system. But they're doing the Nintendo film universe now. That's their move after this Pokemon shit. So
did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
Detective Pikachu?
I did.
Was it lit?
It was actually pretty good.
Mm.
Yeah.
I was doubting.
It's fun, whimsical, Ryan Reynolds-ing, referential things. Like, references!
I did like the frame that the kid could understand Pikachu, but nobody else could, right? That was the thing?
Yeah.
Okay, I read that somewhere. That might be cool.
It was fun.
Does Ryan Reynolds just want to do, like...
He don't want to work no more? He's like, just send me the Bull Fisher.
No, I was mixing him up with the other white guy. What's his name? Bradley Cooper that does Rocket Raccoon?
I didn't realize he did that because it's like, this nigga doesn't have a distinctive voice to me. So I'm like, I don't... I don't know if I'm about your voice.
Yeah, his voice sounds complete... Well, on purpose, but his voice sounds completely different than A Star Is Born. You seen that?
That's when he's Southern or some shit.
Yeah. Had a gravelly voice. So, alas. Yeah, what do we think about this shit? E3, I don't think that you just wistful.
I mean, yeah, that was my... I wish that I cared, and I wish that...
Why do you wish you cared?
Because as I age, there's nothing to hold on to, and it's just like, damn, games used to be fun, and then they're not anymore. It's not.
I see plenty of my homies like forcing themselves to play 2K and shit just to get some competition out of it. I'm like... That shit is just not fun to me. I stopped playing 2K years ago.
I play 2K against myself. Not like against a computer, but I'll play people just to be like if I was running a play, what I would... Like, it's not even fun anymore. It's just like a thought exercise and shit. It's like, you know, this is why the Thunder need to do more Paul George post-ups. See?
Man, yeah. I remember back in the day, I used to try to score 30 with Matt Geiger. 2K1.
That is that's a personal challenge.
It was always hard.
This nigga Matt Geiger.
Get there though.
Classic. Speaking of NBA, DJ, it's 59 minutes until the final game of the NBA season, of the 2019 NBA season.
Are you like just proclaiming that the Rockets, I mean, the Raptors are going to win?
Yeah, it feels like that's what's going to happen. There's going to be a big push. There's going to be a moment where people go, oh, Steph Curry, wow! And
bang!
But it's not going to, you know, it's just not going to. Kawhi's going to just, like, pummel them very efficiently and then win the title. And that's going to be it. And it'll be good because with, not to say that Kevin Durant's injury isn't sad. I'm tired of people acting like he fucking died, by the way. That is just like...
I mean, his Achilles tendon died.
I mean, it just left. But the drama behind this injury has been a lot for me. But the way it happened is looking like it's going to free up two championships that won't be Warrior titles, which I enjoy. I was just tired of this long-standing thing. It was annoying. Yeah. It was taking competition out. So now the Raptors are going to sneak one in, which is nice for them.
Yeah.
And as I look back on the 2010s, 10 years from now, I'll be like, it was all right. It won't feel like this wasteland because 17 and 18, what happened in those last 2 years in the NBA? But when you think about like, oh, the playoffs, this shit is just like, oh, them niggas won again, and it just felt.
Oh, it definitely felt preempted. It definitely felt like already decided. They, at full health, were they actually? Like, I think they probably were unbeatable.
I mean,
like historically, I think they were probably unbeatable.
And when you think about it, too. When you hear the statistics of the games they won versus when they had their lineup during this era, they lost like, what is it, one game in the finals? With Kevin Durant not, like between 15 all the way through now. They're 8-9 without KD, and they're like 8-1 with him. So it just completely turned the whole scales of everything. So I'm glad that I could at least be entertained.
Yeah.
For this period. And shout out to the Toronto Raptors for. Effectively, if they win, they will have won the season for me. It all began with Kawhi's terrible laugh, and it was funny, and people made fun of him. Silently moved through the playoffs. Kawhi made the huge shot. They beat the Bucks, who I was really in favor for. You got all these different guys, Gasol, the Lowrys, shit, Jeremy Lin. You know, it's a nice bookend to an interesting decade of basketball. There's a lot has changed.
Yeah, it seemed like there was a cap at the top reaches of the NBA, but truthfully speaking, it's actually almost more like that than it isn't over the past 30, 40 years of NBA history. You have a lot of repeat champions, a lot of contending, like teams that contend for a long period of time. I think the championship has only been won by like 9 teams or some crazy like shit that. Like that. Might be 10 with the Raptors. So, this decade, you've had the Heat go to, what, 4 straight finals? 5 straight finals?
4.
4. Then the Cavs went to 3.
4.
4. 4?
4 straight finals.
Yeah. Goddamn. Yeah. So, that's 8. out of another 2 with the Celtics, right?
2010 was the Celtics.
Yeah, exactly. The other 2 were the Celtics or Orlando. I can't remember what the flip was.
Oh, well that was
the Eastern Conference.
That was 2009 Orlando. So
then it was the Celtics.
Celtics, 2010. Then it was all Miami, all Celtics, all Cavs. Then it was LeBron for 8 years, and then this year.
Oh, right. I was discounting you. Yes. So, yeah, there's always seemed to be like kind of a hard cap on the league, and that's usually decided by the best players. The best players have the best outcomes. And that's why things got so flipped and so skewed and caused so much acrimony with Kevin Durant being on any given day, the second to fourth best player in the NBA, going to the best team in the NBA, although the team didn't win the championship the year before. But it is a dramatic thing. These are human things and human events happen. And he tried to come back. And 13 minutes into the game.
Now.
Tears ACL.
Not
ACL, sorry. Achilles tendon.
I definitely called that shit.
He's going to rupture his Achilles?
Not that, but I was like, this nigga's going to get hurt, like, immediately. Because you watch him out there.
He seemed like he looked good, though.
No. He was doing the shit where he's like, I'm mad good, so I'm just standing here and shooting. Pop shoot over niggas.
Yeah.
But he could not run for shit.
Yeah, I saw that.
So it was like, y'all, y'all have him out here running this shit. And Steve Kerr was going to play with short spurts. Nigga played the whole first quarter.
But that was part of the argument, right, at hand, was y'all. And if you look at all these hot takes, pros and cons, people are trying to scapegoat the Warriors for having him play. At the end of the day, like, he's a superstar player. If he wanted to play, he was going
to
play.
And he wanted to play.
And he wanted to play.
It's fucking finals.
If it came anywhere close to where they thought it was a pretty good chance, even within like a 5 to 10% chance that he would have gotten hurt with that type of injury, then I hope that they would not have played him. But sometimes crazy things happen, and injuries can injure other parts of the body that are nearby, and that's what it appeared to happen with KD. And with that, we come into game 6. Now the Warriors are firmly without Kevin Durant.
They are without him.
And they just seem like they're outmanned for the most part. They put up a crazy fight. Most people expected them to lose last round. Last game. But they came back and won. So, game 6. We're just pausing for time. You gonna edit this or you just gonna play?
Where are you at with your Raptors diatribe? And
no, I was just saying that
they're outmanned.
Outmanned, and it looks to be most probable that I'd say the Raptors are gonna win one of these two remaining games. And we're immediately thrown into the I think the draft is, what, next week?
It's too quick. I feel like it used to not be.
No, they moved it up definitely to control these news cycles. But this shit really be crazy, and it's always just propulsive on to the next thing. And there's really not any time to just
let it marinate.
Yeah, marinate. At least from a, you know, from a public dialogue and discourse through the media. So next week, I believe, is a draft, if not like the following week. And free agency is upon us. KD was a free agent. And there are a couple of other big names that are out there. Floating around.
Yeah.
Teams sniffing around.
Yeah.
The two teams from the two largest cities in the U.S.
Yes.
They're
Los Angeles Clippers. Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah. Brooklyn Nets.
And the New York Knickerbockers.
And the New York Knickerbockers are all trying to gain these assets. And that's where the shenanigans begins.
I am kind of burnt out, which is, this is my favorite thing in the world, basketball. And I find myself worn, which is frustratingly a part of the way this news cycle media narrative thing has happened.
Yeah. You got to find a way to kind of tamp it down to tailor it for only the things that you want to engage in. If you watch any of that, like the sports shows or read too much shit online or on social media, it definitely becomes too much. I've tried to really tailor and focus my attention on things that I would like to, even when it's for, you know, pleasure hobbies like following the NBA. So I don't feel as burnt out, but I do understand and empathize with what you're saying.
So we know you gave this sort of like, well, Raptors going to win one of the next two games. What's happening tonight, man? What's happening in 46 minutes? Are we going to get a Raptors victory tonight? What's the celebration going to look like? We're going to see Kawhi smile.
He'll smile.
He will?
Yeah, I think they'll win tonight. I don't want to bet on it. I wouldn't bet on it because they have the Warriors have the greatest shooting backcourt in the NBA of all time.
Yes.
Hands down. So that's how they won the last game. And they can easily do that again. Like, they have this weird setup to wear. Basically, Steph Curry shoots probably like, what, 43, 44% from three?
Something like that.
So even if he just throws the ball up at the hoop as many times as he can.
That's a good strategy.
That's just like a really good strategy for them. So they can always stay in a game, take a lead, close a lead within a blink of an eye. And that's actually what they did. They scored 9 points on like 3 straight possessions. In the meantime, the Raptors didn't score at all.
Went from up 6 to down 3 in the second.
Yeah. Off a bunch of screens and blown coverages. So It definitely can happen. They definitely shown the Warriors, and the Warriors have definitely shown their like real metal. Yeah, yeah, definitely like
ooh, metal, good.
Yeah, so
M E T T.
They metal. They're definitely not some bullshit team that's just winning on. I don't know, then Charles Barkley used to say, like, you can't win a championship as a jump shooting team or something like that.
I always defend him with this because it's true.
How is it true now?
I mean, look what it took. It's obviously a generalism. People are like, look, it happened.
So, oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the most extreme case still proves the case.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't?
Yeah.
Okay.
You need, as a general rule, you can't do it. It took the two greatest shooters ever on the same team, plus KD. So, yes, they're going to win. But, like you said, they're more than that. They're more than some sort of gimmick that people would...
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Yeah, it's definitely not a gimmick. But I don't want to be too much of a talking head. Like, yeah, X, Y, and Z is going to happen. It'll likely be a good game. I think sometime in the third or in the middle of the fourth, the Raptors will probably pull away and they'll win. They just have more like warm bodies available, yeah. More good players available.
I mean, plus the dominating athleticism of Fred VanVleet. So,
yeah, man, flying Fred VanVleet, frying Fred VanVleet,
Vleet the snake,
Vleet the sleek,
DJ. How jagged is the 40-40 club?
How jacked up?
I don't know. How jagged is it?
Okay, we disagree about this. So, what did I call it? I said it classy. I said it was classy.
Yes.
I went over to his side and said that it was jagged by the definition that you gave.
Yes.
But it's classy. Jagged but classy.
That's fair. They're not mutually exclusive.
Define jagged for these people.
So, I've come to develop a new term, and it emphasizes what the music video of Where the Party At is. All right, so the way we've moved through time, we've reached a point where it seems like anywhere you go at certain institutions or activities where it's time to be out and feel like you're really doing it, like, oh, I'm out watching the game, I'm out at the fight, I'm out at the club, and you find yourself being 46, but you just won't not be young. You just got to have a cigar. You just got to have some jeans you shouldn't have on. And you with your boys. You just got to let out the house. You ain't been out the house in forever. And you realize that, damn, it's not 2002.
My threads aren't as sharp.
But it's not. And then you look around and he's like, there's 9 to 12 of those gentlemen. And ladies. And Where the Party At comes on. And you find yourself wondering, damn, it got real jagged in here. Jagged. And it's not necessarily a bad thing, but it is humorous.
See, people have that effect, but they're not as... They're more stylish at the 40-40, though.
Well, because they have to be, right?
You don't have to be.
They believe so.
Maybe you believe you have to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you won't wear sunglasses inside.
Oh, no, you definitely wear sunglasses inside. If it's the right night, right evening.
Of course.
It's lit. You putting them on. You bumping into people. Bumping into tables. But fuck it, is lit.
So that was a bit of a side to where this viewing will be happening. We don't have that much time left on the pod here, but we wanted to, you know, have some levity, man. A little grab bag action as we close things up. Are you watching anything dope?
I mean, it's been a while, so I've been seeing a couple things.
Have you seen the linguistic confusion that is Chernobyl?
Why you say that?
Because we have this Russian show when they have British accents, and it makes me upset.
Okay, so I listened to a podcast with the creator of the show, the writer and the creator, and he basically said he definitely couldn't have American actors because
they can't.
That would be not even that, but the thing, like, think about the rivalry between the U.S. and Russia. Like, they, that wouldn't be the case, and that would cause some type of like.
Dissonance or something.
Yeah, like cognitive dissonance for an American viewing audience. But then you couldn't go all the way on the other side and have this hammy, fake, Eastern European, Soviet accent. So he just told all of his actors to speak however they speak. So there's actually like a variance of accents throughout the series.
I would have preferred Hammy Eastern European accents. I just, you know, that's how they sound.
Yeah, but it would have been a little cornier, I feel like, for such a staid, acerbic type of.
Shout out to you for respecting his vision.
I tried to, man. it was well executed.
I haven't seen the entirety of the show yet. I've seen the first episode. It was a powerful, well acted slog. But I want to commit to the rest of it because I love a good historical drama, and I only have the energy for miniseries now. So
yeah, because then right after you see it, then you can book your flight to go, right?
I know. That's the wave. That's the wave, and it's okay.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of four square pins being dropped there. Now.
Four square. deep cut. Yeah, man, I'm glad that the show could bring back the hot tourism bed of Chernobyl.
The Ukraine tourism board is just loving it.
There's like whole death tourism at this place, and isn't that where that kid, that YouTuber, went to the suicide force? Like all this like place where weird people go to encounter.
I mean, like there's like a 2,000 kilometer radius of where you're not supposed to go, or where up until now.
Yeah.
So yeah, you'll probably see a lot of weird shit or hear about a lot of weird shit within that radius, because I'm sure everyone didn't listen or didn't listen in time, and there were tens of thousands of people affected by this nuclear reactor exploding. So it's a dope show though. I recommend it to you. I'm happy you're watching it. Keep watching.
I mean, between that and I guess the rest of the streaming wars with When They See Us. So I know you saw Black Godfather, which I was feeling. That was a good one. Yeah. Just trying to catch up with all the hot things.
Start watching the Wu-Tang documentary.
Showtime. Did you watch Quiet Storm?
What's that?
That's about Ron Artest.
Oh.
Ron Artest one.
Is it about Ron Artest?
Yeah, it's his documentary, like the Wu-Tang one. It's like,
is him, does it have his songs in it?
I don't know.
If it has his songs in it, I can't watch it.
You don't want to listen to Champions?
I got time for Champions, but you remember the Michael Jackson tribute song he made?
No.
Yo. You're gonna look at me crazy, but the chorus was something like, "Michael, Michael, Michael, you my nigga, homie never told a lie, nigga." I cried for Mike.
I think I'm gonna pass on that.
I'm serious.
And on that note,
okay. Does he have a compelling life story though?
Ron Artest?
Yeah.
I let you know about Ron Artest's life.
I do know about his life, but
this is for the audience. Yes. He does. Please. He's
more compelling than who killed the guy? Was it Karan Butler?
Jason Williams?
The driver. He did though. The
driver, gun tricks and shit. Dang. The most compelling name. They should do a documentary on the three of them, just like
oh god.
The three Jasons.
Three Jasons. This sounds like a 30 for 30.
I know, right? It's fire.
Two Escobars, three Jasons.
Three Jasons. Yeah. Well, that's all I got, man. I feel like it's been another good Send the Link. If you can catch up with us, we'll have more exposition and definitely more reads next time we check in.
How distracted do you think you were over the course of this, like trying to prepare for this game and opening doors and stuff?
You mean just the past week or so? Or
No, like past like 45 minutes.
Oh, how distracted? 14% distracted.
Okay.
I'm always paying attention even when I'm not paying attention.
Likewise.
So,
I have people like contacting me. We're trying to line this up.
Yeah.
We might not be going to 40-40. So,
is that falling apart? Just because you need spaces.
It may or may not.
They want you to call ahead and get a booth or some shit.
No, it may not. We may not be jagged enough.
Oh. You can always be jagged if you just believe.
No. it's a mental condition.
It is. Just put on some sunglasses, man.
Okay. Yeah, no. We'll talk off pod, but. It may be more convenient for all of us.
Well,
unless you live uptown.
Well, you all won't be going, so you can check in with us next time we visit you guys.
Now you can catch us at next sports bar with a headband on.
Headband.
And a visor.
Oh, wow. An
armband, a white tee on under our. Kerry Kittles jersey or some shit. Kenya Martin jersey.
Kerry Kittles. Ooh, deep cut.
It would be more in Kenya Martin, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
So, unless you can acquire all those items and come meet us, we'll check you next time. Please listen to us, Apple Podcasts and Stitcher and Google Play and all the good places. including SoundCloud.
Yeah, man, those are all the like the Infinity Stones of putting on a jagged fit. You can do it.
Yeah, of course. So, yeah, I don't know, DJ. Anything?
That might be a fire Halloween outfit. Now I think about it.
To be one of the niggas from Jagged Edge.
Just like an early.
Who else is in that? Bow Wow, Fabulous. Nelly.
Fabulous.
A number of luminaries from that period.
Yeah. Everybody. Jay-Z.
Bye, y'all.
Put on a shirt, get it tapered up. Then he said, put on a suit, get it tapered up.
That's the J-Line?
Yeah.
From what song?
Change Clothes. What was the line? What was the other one? Throwback jerseys. We don't wear that. We put on. Damn, I forgot the damn line.
We wear button ups that are actually too big.
I was. All right, let's get out of here.